get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Just about that time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's July, and nothing says America more than Hooters. You get your wings, you get your ranch dressing, you get scantily clad ladies to deliver it to you. Damn it all, that's the country I love. That's the one I want back. Head to Hooters right now and say thank you for giving us the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy International Joke Day.
Yay. We'll do a little joke dick later for you, Brady.
International right. style?
Yeah, in different languages, and we'll see how you do.
Uh-oh. A lot of Polish jokes.
Parlez-vous français? Not me. Baguette.
Got a couple of fun facts. The Oval Office has pressure sensors in the floor so the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is.
Cool.
When they're not allowed inside.
Oh, that's neat. That thing is just a fortress of cool stuff.
So when Clinton had
they knew.
Monica.
Oh, everybody knew. Everybody
knew. Sensors were just going like crazy.
Someone's on their knees in there.
It wasn't a secret before all the technology that Kennedy hired two security guards to keep an eye on Jacqueline, because when she'd come home, he'd have to know, so he'd get off an intern. He had a Secret Service agent completely designated to say, "She's home, sir."
That's pimp.
It's pretty pimp. It's also just awful that he was wasting that much time hosing, that he had hired a guy. I need a guy to let me know when she's sneaking around. Can we put some sort of surveillance system in the cockpit so we always... That's probably why the White House has it. It's not to know where the president is. It's to know where Jacqueline Kennedy used to be. I put in a very high-tech secret system there that will remind me and know at all times where that 122 pounds of fury is. Where is she?
The original pressure sensors. Yeah.
If she's four rooms away, I got time to get knobbed. Let me know when she's two rooms away. Screw it. Put in the system.
Start the clock.
I understand Kennedy put something in here that lets you know when a 120-pound woman is... Mine's going to be a little heavier than that. I need a 164-pound sensor system. For that beast I married, that wildebeest gets four rooms away, and she can cover that ground. It's that 21-foot rule. She'll be there. So I need a six-room distance to know where she is so I can get knobbed.
You become president of the United States, John. You know you want to host somebody in that Oval Office.
Every waking moment. That's why we need someone extraordinary who doesn't think like me to be president. Yes.
A eunuch?
No, not a eunuch, but someone who can go, not right now. Brady. Somebody can just go, it's not that important. That chick wants, all I would do is just, I'd be sitting there with that pen. Come in.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you there?
Got some hot secretary.
I have three papers I need you to sign.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like to knob you.
Are the sensors on? Where is that 130 pounds? Four rooms. Start to knobbing. I got four rooms worth of, she's walking the other way. We're five rooms out. Take your time.
Yeah, there's plenty of secret rooms in that building
Please.
That you can bang in, I'm sure.
Please. The knob censoring. That's all that was for. Not to know where the president is. We know where he is. Where's that shrew that can take down the country just because I'm getting knobbed?
There's another set of footprints showing up.
Yeah. Uh-oh. She's got friends. All right. Finish up here. She's two rooms out. Oh. The white stripes. All right, you're going to get those off your dress and get the hell away from me.
According to a new study out of the University of Georgia, doing a little bit of drinking every day is good for you. Researchers found that people who have one or two drinks a day were 29% less likely to show signs of mental decline as they got older than people who never drank.
See, Brady?
So somewhere between 8 and 15 drinks a week, according to researchers.
15?
Yeah.
Might be good things for your brain.
Pop it in there, Brady. Two a day.
Yeah.
You start, and next thing you know, you're gonna start orating beautifully. You're starting to, your vocal skills diminish as you age. It's going to be terrible for you.
So you're saying incorporating the program.
Yeah.
And it's imperative that we space these 15 out over the course of the whole week.
Yeah, you can't. It's not a proactive thing where you missed yesterday, so you drop four tomorrow.
Double up.
There's no makeup.
No, it's two a day, and if you skip a day, that's it. You're just off that week. I'm well on that. I do that. I'm probably around there. Drink or two a day. Yeah.
An online sex store just released the results of a study where they looked at the first names of people who bought their kinkiest products, and they figured out which names bought the most. For men, the 10 kinkiest names: Charlie, Mike, Ryan, Scott, Joe, David, Brandon, Sam, Fred, and Jordan.
Regular names. No Braxtons or
Aidens,
Aidens, Cadence, none of that. Really? All right.
For the ladies: Jessica, Liz, Hannah, Sarah, Karen, Alicia, Lily, Lisa, Louise, and Sophia.
Kinky tramps. Based on names.
The study also found that kinky sex toy sales were way up during the pandemic. Oh, as of May, sales have more than doubled than last year. Last year.
Yeah, we're going to keep going, too.
Babies. It's going to be a lot of babies.
This next month's going to be a boon.
Oh, there's going to be babies. Oh, population explosion is heading our way. And it's all based on the fact that Hannah couldn't get enough vibrators to fulfill her life, so you had to... Damn it. Great. Well, the good news is there's no school anymore. So the babies that you bring into the world are going to live with you. Live with you forever. And never leave.
Thanks, Hannah.
That's great.
We've got some coronavirus fallout. The Guinness Brewery in Ireland is using its hundreds of thousands of unused kegs that are left over to fertilize Christmas tree farms.
Beer's good for that?
Evidently.
Yeah. Police in Cali, Colombia are looking for a porn star named Kaori Dominic after she filmed a porn scene on a bus.
Everybody goes right there.
Oh, she did a public porn scene.
Yep. And it violates the law that face masks are required on public transportation.
On a public bus?
Kaori Dominica?
On a bus. She did it on a bus without a face mask. So,
little Asian girl?
Maybe there was nobody on the bus. Maybe it was a...
Was she socially distant from everybody but the guy doing her?
I'm not sure. I haven't...
I have Kaori Dominica. I don't think that's the porn star, though. She's cute.
They have Dominic.
All right. Well, I got nothing there.
But that sounds...
Toledo, work on it. Get me that. I have no idea.
I guess there's a bar owner in Kilgore, Texas. They held a Bar Lives Matter protest on Sunday over the new order from the governor that bars have to close by Friday.
Bar Lives Matter.
They do. Mm. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Those people they run bars. Their lives matter. They need to.
Oh, no, the people that run
bars. That's what I'm saying. The Bar Lives Matter.
I don't know if that bar fly at the end of the bar.
No, the people inside.
Lived there for 40 years.
Yeah, well, you can kill her if you want. I don't care what you do with her. I think all people are kind of important, but, you know, if she wants to kill herself, that's fine.
Man.
If you want to behead her, Golden State Killer, go nuts. I don't really judge that way. I'm just saying, God, this is the lady that had the sex on the bus?
Put
her in jail for even thinking she should do porn. Ew, God. Oh, blah.
Blah. I've known some of these barflies, John.
Oh, so have I.
Their lives don't matter.
Not to them. They don't to them. Yeah. I'm not going to kill anyone, unlike Eric, who's making a clear claim that he will kill you if you don't measure up to his high standards of life.
You drink a fifth a day.
Sure. No, you do it. You're doing it yourself. Yeah. That's fine. But the owners of the bars, they're the ones complaining. People in the bars, I don't care. Do what you want. But people who have been running businesses for a long time and having them shut down, their lives matter. Their bar livelihoods matter would have been a better thing to say.
Yes.
The casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey are allowed to reopen tomorrow. But they can open as long as there's no smoking, drinking, or eating.
That's right.
And they need to stay at 25% capacity.
Yeah. Get some of the money flowing.
Might be enough to pay for the bills.
Maybe. People have to be betting pretty heavy.
Yeah, I doubt it. But
EMTs who traveled to New York to help out with the early stages of the pandemic say one of the companies they worked for, called Ambulens, monitored them with a GPS and banned them from drinking or having sex. Now they're suing the company.
They didn't know that?
Yeah, they had to have known that, but they now feel, I don't think it's right.
But at the time, they complied, and now they're like, geez, I wish I'd had sex more in March.
Or maybe somebody had sex
GPS
and got canned.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if tracking them's a good idea. Maybe while they're at work, but off the... Well, you know what, though? Screw it. You've got to be...
They want to make sure
you're super duper responsible.
Safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I have a friend who's an EMT, and his partner got the COVID. And man, oh man, did that cause a dilemma. They had to test every single human being that touched that person, plus shut down a lot of the, you know, the ambulance stuff. Their families couldn't go anywhere. They were really strict about, like, look, your family stay put. And if we catch it, you're out of a job. Like, you can't leave. And a lot of the families did get it, too, because these guys are around that, you know, just out and about in the nastiness. When car wrecks and things like that, you don't even think about all the things they're confronted with. Yeah, but it caused a massive, tons of turmoil in the world of ambulances. But I don't think that they had the no sex policy. That's pretty strict.
In Canada, there's a tire company called Lindsay's Canadian Tire, and they had a little glitch in their when people went to check out after getting serviced for an hour. Everyone, they'd ring up whether they have four tires or their rims rotated. It just said, you owe this much, and you purchased a Mr. Potato Head doll. Whatever they would scan would come up on the computer.
Hackers are just having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Potato Head of the tire people.
Yeah. For 1 hour.
Did they actually charge them for a Potato Head? Or it was on there?
The Mr. Potato Head thing would come up, and whatever the amount was for that item.
Hmm.
So, they finally worked it out, but it took an hour for someone to straighten out the glitch.
So someone went and said, I did not receive a Potato Head.
Where's my Potato Head?
And I paid for one, clearly.
I was charged for one.
It's on the receipt. I would like my Potato Head, please, along with my four Pirellis.
To jump back a little bit, I got an angry texter.
Uh-oh.
John, all of those toy names are very white. I know some pretty freaky Tyrones. Why can't I have a Tyrone in there?
Yeah. How come those people aren't buying that stuff? Urban names don't pick up more sex toys. Carol and Jennifer and Sarah.
What? Carol. Oh.
Well, Carol, do you know why? Because you just got a list of lonely older women. Those are names of women in their 40s.
That's true.
Who probably are no longer involved with someone.
And then there is one, Charlie. I like it. Charlie's in there. I love some freaky ass, man.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for confirming the study.
This is pretty amazing. Scientists found that shining a deep red light for 3 minutes a day into your eye, even through the eyelid.
No.
Did it really say scientists?
Can improve declining
eyesight.
He's going to blind people with this story.
It's 2020, Brady. We can't
tell.
We
can't have a guy
this.
Who stutters telling people to shove lights in their eyes. Brady, you have to be super concise about this when we're going to
get sued. A new University College London led study. First of its kind in humans. Scientists believe the discovery published this week could help millions of people globally with naturally declining vision by signaling the dawn of the new affordable home-based eye therapies.
Oh, terrible.
In the UK, there are currently around 12 million people over the age of 65 that will have some degree of visual decline because of the retinal aging. So they show this thing, and it's like a mag light, a little one.
No, it's not.
Red.
Don't say that.
And close your eyes, and they show it, and it increases the cones.
It's a special light, though, Brady.
And
it's
they
not
tested
just,
people three.
Yeah, we're getting pumped here.
Yeah, it's
don't,
not.
Don't just put a red filter on your mag light.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like taking a bright, you know, super lumen light and putting a red cellophane over it. Not all red light does this. A very specific one, right?
The one that they used costs $15.
Not the answer I'm looking for. Not the answer I'm looking for.
$15, man. You get one at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Here we go. All participants were given a small LED torch,
okay,
a little flashlight,
sure,
to take home, and were asked to look into its deep red light beam for 3 minutes a day for 2
Brady
weeks.
Said if I put a torch at my eye.
That's bad.
Oh, my God.
Then they were retested for their rod and cone sensitivity. Mm. Researchers found
they're dirty rods.
The light had no impact on younger individuals, okay, but significant improvements were obtained by those 40 years and older.
But just for the sake of lawsuit, Brady, please say this is a special light. Please just say it.
It has 600. It has to have 670 NM, which I don't know what that is.
It's a very special light.
New Mexico.
New Mexico, yes. It has to be from.
Deep red. Use the red, too. The...
Yeah. Again, just say this is a very specialized light and should only be used.
It's a light. Look into it.
No.
Don't shine lasers into your eyes.
Yeah, that's it. There
Where's
you go.
The disclaimer?
Eric's right. Don't put lasers in your eyes.
Jeez.
That's all we're looking for, Brady. Just you as the deliverer of news.
It's not lasers.
Exactly. Our point. Light. You're saying, what are lasers, Brady? Well, what are lasers? What color are they?
Green.
No. What
red,
are the? Okay,
blue.
So you're going to try to be argumentative over this. So you shove a laser in someone's eyes because they don't understand your story and they burn out their retina and then say, Brady said, so all we're asking you to say is it's a very special light. Consult your physician.
A deep red light.
Right. A very special one, right, Brady? From a doctor?
Yes.
There you go.
And their devices are available.
Why are you fighting me?
Pounds.
He wants it to be
like
true.
Like you said.
Want it to be a real red light. You just go buy it at Lowe's.
$12 flashlight? That doesn't sound very special.
Let's go get yourself a torch. Put some red nail polish on the end of it and shove it in your eye hole.
You know that idiots will take those lasers that you're not allowed to have in your eyes and shove it in their eyes and say it's good for your eyesight. If we don't say it's not that.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. A lot of what's going on right now is amazing.
Man.
Fix your eyes today.
Without lasers.
With a doctor's
look, you know what? Stare at the sun, idiots. Brady's not going to go. You're not going to comply with me on this.
Check with your physician.
Check with a doctor before you shove lasers in your lights. Brady's not at all qualified to even have read that story, really.
Ugh. A little more digging.
I saw 85% of the people last night at Metro Center would put lasers in their eyes if they were told, hey, it helps. They wouldn't even consider the ramifications. And here we are broadcasting it.
We can't even look up at the sun. We're supposed to not do that. How
God
far away
sake.
Is that thing?
Exactly. Now imagine. Excellent point, Eric. And it's perfect for idiots like you because it'll make them understand. You know how far away the sun is and you can't even look at that. And you put a light right next to your eye, that's 10 times brighter than the sun. Shh, just go with me. A laser will blind a pilot from the ground. That's why you're not allowed to shoot those up there. Because
Tom Brady can't throw touchdowns.
That's right. You got to put lasers in his eyes. Stop it.
The red flashlight.
Plus your cat will attack your face.
Isn't it a special?
Man, I didn't even think about that.
Hey, you don't want to start screwing around with that. Cat will tear your eye out. Just say it's a specialized medical light, Brady.
It's a specialized medical light, John.
That's right.
Thank you. Flashlight.
That's right. Go ahead. Blind him.
You'll be excited about this. Kellogg's is rolling out for a limited time.
I can't wait to meet the next guy when we finally open up everything and we're at a thing. And some guy comes up with these weird burned out black holes where his eyes were and go, you guys are bastards.
I listen to you.
You sons
Damn
of bitches.
You, Brady Bogan.
Where is he? Well, I could point and show you, but you're never going to find him. Run, Brady.
That guy did the light thing.
Fruit Loops Tropical.
It's
going to be available. They got, the regular Fruit Loops are multicolored, but they all taste the same.
I thought they were tropical.
The tropical ones actually have a different taste. They got pineapple, banana,
tropical.
Orange,
but
Fruit mango Loops, flavored. But standard Fruit Loops, even though they're different colors, they all have the same taste.
But isn't it a tropical taste? That's the whole cell of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
It's a fruity, tropical
it's like a
bird.
Fruit punch.
Yeah,
but these are individual now.
They've mastered the technology of Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Good. Right on time. Right before the end of the world, I can have pineapple Fruit Loops.
The other thing
the
that's
last
going to
six
be available
months of my
for
life
limited
were glorious.
Time, the other thing available for a limited time at Walmart only, Hostess Cupcakes S'mores Limited Edition.
No thanks.
Whoa. Okay.
Starting July 9.
Perfect.
And that should do it. I don't have a Bradio video.
You don't have any Bradio videos today?
Yeah.
With all that's gone on in the world?
Slacker.
Yeah. What about the bear with the water cooler on his head?
Not even trying.
Yeah, you're just sitting
playing around with the cat.
You wake up 2 minutes before you turn
shower.
That computer on.
Jeez.
I'm ready. Go.
Pathetic.
Okay, I have one.
All right, do it.
Since it's International Joke Day.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you
a laughing
chicken.
Toledo already pulled it up. He was waiting for you to go down hack road. Here you go.
This is Francis. And if Francis does what she usually does, this is going to be cute. So she's a good girl. She has an Easter egger. And this is good. Have you ever seen a chicken laugh?
No.
This is Francis. Ready?
We've cleared that up.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
He's probably crying in agony as this lady's nails dig into his wings. Okay. She thinks she's tickling him, and all that thing it wants to do is fly away.
Francis.
You're hurting that bird, lady. That's a chicken's cry for help.
Yeah,
that's,
oh,
there's an egg.
That's not laughing.
He's miserable.
That is awful. That was awful. Thanks, you shouldn't have done a radio video,
no.
Brady.
No, more of that. More animal abuse. More animal abuse disguised as hilarity. Oh, that poor chicken is...
How is it laughing?
Because humans like to place human characteristics on animals and then torture them to make them do it.
Sometimes, though, it does sound like that. Sure. That didn't sound like laughing to me.
Sound like a chicken that was like, stop it!
Get your fingers out of my ass!
Yeah, I got a chicken translator. Said, knock it off! Your stupid hands are toxic to my body!
Quit it!
Just kill me and eat me already!
Now I'm going to make the chicken cry.
Yeah. It was that thing when I was a kid
Same
over there.
Sound.
When they do the thing with the dancing chickens. And I thought it was the neatest thing in the world until I figured out they were just heating the floor up so much it couldn't stand. I was standing there with my Uncle Dennis at Rawhide. He kept putting quarters in this thing. It's like, watch this. I'm like, holy Christ, they taught that chicken to dance just at the mere sound of a quarter going in a machine. This is amazing. And an hour went by. I was about $12 into this thing before I realized the chicken was tortured. His feet were on fire, and they didn't even put little booties on him or anything.
And then they serve it to you a little bit later?
Terrible. And then the one that played tic-tac-toe, I didn't realize he was getting shocked either. Just throwing quarters in there, and he's got like some band on his foot. And every time I'd flip a thing, he'd hit the top left. Ah, Christ. Anything to make this stop. And they would electrocute him, and then it would tell him which one to go to because they had to train him that way.
Then you'd eat it that night at Rawhide.
That's the only dignified part of the evening, was putting it out of its misery and eating it. Horrifying. And the idiot onlookers, we were all like thrilled by that. Wow, look at this chicken does dance. The music would play. He's really dancing. I remember they had sort of a Muzak version of Beat It at Rawhide for the chicken. Bang, 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 bang. I'm like, oh, look at him go. He's loving every second of this. You know how they make them do that, right? There's always the dude in the back who knows. Uh-uh. Hey, the floor of that little cage gets up to about 340 degrees. What? And they torture him and he dances. Is this a dancing chicken?
I don't know what this is from, but apparently it is, yeah.
He goes up, sees the chicken. Yeah, just a hot plate.
Hot.
It's not half as hot as it's about to get for you there, chicken.
I hope my mom doesn't come back as a chicken.
Oh. That could be her right now. She loved to dance, so there's a plus side.
Yeah, if Paula Abdul was playing right there, I'd say definitely.
Oh, yeah. Opposites attract going in the background.
That would be awesome.
That would be great if Eric's mom was a dancing chicken at some hillbilly fair on a hot plate. You know what would be even better is if at that very moment you realized it.
I didn't tell you about the pigeon.
Okay. Oh, no. Dancing pigeon?
Your mom has come back as some of the poorest creatures.
So Kaylin runs down to grab me. Dad, come upstairs. Come upstairs in my room. There's a pigeon on my window.
Right, that's what they do.
The pigeon's just sitting there, right?
Yeah, like a pigeon.
Right. And I go, it's just a pigeon, no big deal. Well, he's sitting there for like 5 minutes. He wouldn't move. Yeah. So I start banging a glass. Wouldn't move. Doing everything, trying to get it to go away. I'd say, just leave it alone. It's probably going to die or something. Yeah.
Put its pants on backwards and flashed its pigeon V.
20 minutes later, the damn pigeon's still sitting there.
It's sick. It hurt itself.
And then probably... asked you for $500.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to go to the casino.
Well, that's what we thought. I was like, that thing's going to die, Kaylin. It's going to die. I'm sorry. Well, so Lisa puts it in Kaylin's head that that's my mom now.
And everything that's about to die flies to our house.
So Kaylin puts up a little heart symbol to the window.
Oh, no.
And the pigeon flies away.
Here's the fun part.
All it needed was the love.
No, the truth is, the
I
pigeon.
I was like, Grandma hates me.
How did that pigeon fly?
Without Kaylin or Caitlin noticing, that loud thump she heard about an hour before she noticed the pigeon on her windowsill was the pigeon flying into the window.
He's unconscious.
Knocking itself silly. And then it sat on the windowsill like, oh, man, I hope nobody eats me right now because I have no capabilities. My GPS is off. And it kind of collected itself
well,
and took off.
How do you explain that? As soon as she puts
count.
The little heart up to the window, the pigeon sees it and then flies off.
The pigeon thought
after
to
After like 30
it
minutes.
It was your mom. That's
the only,
your mom.
You're right. The only reasonable explanation was your dead mother came back as a dumb pigeon. Unaware of its ability to fly.
That needed love.
Who had the capabilities of recognizing addresses and knowing where she lived, but can't quite scrawl out in chicken feed or pigeon dust, I'm your mom.
To go to that window. That
it's amazing.
Yeah. Like
pigeons are so rare.
Look in and not move.
Well, I actually had a moment the other day where a pigeon smashed into the back window of the house and went out there. And I'm like, oh, Eric's mom's in the backyard and she's hurt. And then so Jack ate her. Yeah. So sorry, my dog ate your mother.
There is a possibility that that pigeon stayed there because I have like four hawks that fly around my house all the time. So.
But it's by my math, it probably wasn't the first time a black stranger ate your mother.
All right.
I'm so proud of that. That's why I'm in Phoenix Magazine as the best 48 people in the city. Yeah. State!
You're such a giver.
Not like your mother, though. Right?
She's number one. Yeah.
I don't know why. I would be depressed if I was like, oh, that's my mom, I think. They'll disappoint me.
Marcy, shoo!
I'd want to come back. It's like a look, if a regal peacock sat on my windowsill and wouldn't leave, I'm like, there's something going on here. This peacock's trying to send me a message. And I would get a pen and paper, and I would leave it on the sill. Like, if the peacock's smart enough to know
why
this.
Why is there something going on with the peacock? It's like what we always say. People say I had a past life. I was a queen or something. No. Sometimes you're just a peasant.
Well, if I come back
maybe she's just a simple pigeon.
Right. If I come back as a pigeon, I'm not going to try to find you. I'm going to be like, well, this is disappointing. I'm going to kind of hide out. I'm not going to let the people I used to know. I'll die and come back as something better.
Well, she has. She went from a moth. From a snake to a moth to
Eric,
a pigeon.
I'm a sky rat.
Oh, good. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Managed to get myself into a little debt.
How'd you do that, sky rat?
Oh, that figures.
Of course.
And anyway, none of my pigeon brothers and sisters will let me live in the house anymore. So I was thinking maybe I could shack up here for a little bit. Not feeling great.
A year, two, three, you know.
How long is your pigeon mother going to live here?
Will that bum you out if it goes back to a moth or a mosquito?
Yeah, that would kind of be
you think it's kind of advancing?
Dink.
I don't really think that every
seems
time
to
I
be in the same genre, Brady.
Yeah. But a pigeon in the window, probably just concussed. They'll sit on, I've had one sit on the back, on the counters that are on the back windows in my house and sat there for like an hour just looking down. There's wings. There's an imprint of a pigeon body on one of the windows, and he just sits there like, that's mine, man.
Usually you bang on the window. They fly off.
No, not the concussed ones. I went out and picked the concussed one up and put him up higher so my dogs didn't eat him, and he flew away later. They just have to get their bearings straight again.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That bad, huh?
They'll hit those windows sometimes. You're like, well, and they hit my windows so hard they break their necks. Like, I've gone out and gone, oh, he's done. And he's like, his body's flopping, but his head's laying down. Like, this one's done. So I scoop him up. In the dog poop shovel, and I throw them in the alley for cats and stuff. Circle of life.
Why can't you just let me have this? Why you got to try to?
Because I don't want your mom to come back as a pigeon. I think that's pathetic.
I want trying you to rationalize.
No, don't rationalize any of that. Just make it so your mom is not a pigeon. Your mom is ashes.
I think it was beautiful.
Nope, it's
a
awful.
Heart symbol.
You burned
next
her
up raccoon.
You burned her soul away. She'll never be back. She's a bucket of ashes, as should be, and she lived a lovely life, and that's all you need to know.
She's digging through my trash as a raccoon.
That's pretty brutal.
I'm irritated. That's ridiculous.
So maybe there was a couple of lotto tickets in here we missed.
So I'm not eating anything. That would be gross. Damn it. You're my mom, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm on my fifth life since the last one. You killed me as a moth. I smashed into your house as a pigeon.
What if this is all correct?
It would be hilarious if she keeps coming back as dumb animals you keep killing. She's just waiting for the one day for you to slide a pen and paper out the window, and all you do is smash her. Get out of here. How'd you like that? It's like, oh, I'm reincarnated and I'm self-aware and I know where I lived, so I'm going to go back and visit my kid. I hope he understands that I'll convey that. And the first thing you do is go, get out of here. Which is exactly what you did when you put her in the home. Her last real good memory of you is going, you can't stay here anymore. Shoo! Get off my house! Just slide a pen and paper. I can't speak, but if you wouldn't mind, just I can write it.
Gone! Get!
Get a broom. I'm going to kill that thing. Crap.
I'm glad you guys are so supportive. Thank you.
I'm not supportive of that at all.
I appreciate you.
I'm zero support for that philosophy in life. I think it's a waste of time and stupid. Nobody ever looks at the TV and goes, hey, that newborn baby that just came out of, that's my mom. They never put it in another kid and then start harassing a family because that's illegal. And you
need a sign, John. You need a sign.
Right, a baby on a windowsill. That, pretty good sign.
That baby crawls up to that
wings.
Window.
I wouldn't call the police. I'd immediately embrace that and call it my mom. Because I'm sane. That's what I would do. Somebody put a baby on our porch. Probably my mom crawled over here from its parents now and wanted
part
to
of
let
her
us
new
know.
Life.
She didn't want to be part of that. She wants to be part of the old life where she was laying in that bedroom for the last couple of years. It's a terrible philosophy. Just a terrible one. Anybody who believes it needs to stop believing it immediately.
So, John, please, I got to know. If Eric thinking Eric's mom coming back as a chicken or pigeon is a rational thought.
Right.
What are Eric's irrational thoughts?
No, there aren't any. They just all pile up in the same group.
They all careen together.
You ever seen one of those, remember the old 70s and 80s game shows where they put a guy in a box and then money would fly around and you just grab at it? Those are Eric's thoughts. That's Eric's thoughts. Eric's
There's
thoughts.
One.
Eric's thoughts are just things.
Sometimes I get the money, though.
Yeah, sometimes you grab some. You're like, hey, look what I've got. I did it. You did good today. And then sometimes you come out with this pigeon bullshit.
That whole every movie is science fiction.
That's a gem.
Me grabbing one.
It's
of the
a gem.
The spelling of ogre that we had on the.
He used the scientific method. Which one? Yep. I mean, all these are things that came out of the blow box of ideas.
Which one? I forgot about.
South Park. Remember when South Park made fun of Family Guy, and he did the ball pit of ideas, and that's how he said Seth MacFarlane wrote his shows. He'd just reach in and say, Magic Chicken Chases Peter. And he would just incorporate these terrible ball ideas. That's Eric. Sometimes they're gems, and you're like, hey, I can't argue with that. That's stupid, but I can't argue with it. This pigeon is your mom, moth is your mom thing? I'm going to fight you on that one. But I am still really proud of it, because every time you bring it up, I come up with another great way to say phrases like, I'm sure it's not the first time a black stranger ate your mom. Of course, referencing my black dog, Jack.
Hell to you. You're going to hell.
Great stuff. Good. Good. If I believed in it, it would be the place I'd prefer. The other one is filled with child molesters. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Eric's mom, who is probably one of the wings on your plate.
Arizona's most powerful. Rock radio station.